The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Storm's mostly done. Roads are getting clear here in Madison, but we had lots of snow through the upper Midwest. And anyways, we're taking your phone calls. It's a Monday edition. We do that here at 844-967-2789. Against my better judgment, I'm giving Gary from Sussex a second crack because it's been years, Gary. So anyways, you must still be using the Obama phone.
No, it hasn't been years. It's been about a year.
Okay, man. So you didn't mind Joe Biden's State of the Union, but I got the feeling the butt's coming.
No, there's no buts. I thought it was good. I thought if he believes what he was saying, I thought he's going to start turning things around and go from, 38% approval rating, probably up to maybe 45 or 50. But he, you know, just as long as he keeps his word, I thought AOC might get a little bit upset when he's talking about, you know, changing things around a little bit. He didn't seem like he's really environmental. At the point, but I think this is what I think should happen. I think that we ought to cut off the Russian oil that's coming in. The price of gas is going to go sky high, and I'm fine with that. Start opening up some of the other refineries around here and start turning that oil back into gas. And I think the country will be way better off. Inflation will be, it'll start to drop. You know, he said, I want to raise price. I want people to get more money, $15 an hour, and I want you people that own companies to drop your prices. Well, the thing is, Mike, the price of a furnace went up $2,000 in the last year and a half on a high-efficiency furnace.
Sure.
Price of sheet metal has went up 400%. It's terrible. And it's not just the price of metal. It's a shipping, trying to get it shipped here.
Yeah.
Containers of refrigerant. I used to have, R22 refrigerant is up to, $1,000 a container. It used to be, $78 a container 10 years ago. Now, it was creeping up because they outlawed it. But 410A, which is a refrigerant that you use now, was at $79 back in last April, and now it's, $400. You know, it's terrible what's going on with everything. So I think that he has things to do. Otherwise, I think he's in November, there's going to be a big change, you know, in the congressional and also in the Senate.
Let me ask you, talking about your business, Gary, because that's what you know best, and I certainly trust you to know your business. Now, have you seen a great diminishment in the number of projects? Are people continuing to call for your services despite?
You know, Mike, this time of the year is usually it's my lull time. Usually around February until April, I get a chance to breathe. This is the first time ever that I've been busy every single day.
Despite the higher cost.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the thing is, I feel terrible that I have to do this to people, but I have a trip charge now. I didn't used to charge a trip charge. I go out to their house and just charge them, you know, $96. For an hour's worth of work there. Now I charge $39 just
bucks.
For me to go there.
Holy schmoly, Gary. I don't know if I can afford you, man. No, I know you're a specialist, man. I'm teasing.
My wife pays me $29. I get $29 out of that. The rest goes back into the business, the maintenance on the trucks, the bills, electrical, and insurances and stuff like that.
Hey, man, I own a shop. I know what overhead is, Gary. You and I both understand that. But we're out here on Main Street, and we still do business, don't we? We're still out here trying to do commerce. And Gary, I would say, you and I can't afford to stick it to our clients. So if we can save a few bucks here or there, I suspect you've probably cut a few labor costs, or you've done your best to not let that job bleed into the next hour, and you don't have to bill your client the next hour, if you know what
Correct.
I'm saying, Gary.
What
you don't want to lose clients over it, do you? Higher costs?
No. But what I do, I make less profit now than I did 2 years ago.
Only I believe
because
it.
I have to cut my prices and stuff like that. So yeah, it's hurting me. But I'm.
But what about that? I mean, honestly, it's probably the most sincere conversation we've had since fish fry at the packing house. But what about
don't
any of
give
this?
Me that.
No, I mean you and I haven't. We haven't had a real good conversation, yeah. Gary, in a long time. So what is it that Joe Biden did to create inflation in the HVAC business?
I think the biggest thing is cutting the Keystone pipeline.
But that's got nothing to do with the HVAC, buddy.
Oh, no, it does. It
How
does
so?
Because it costs more to ship the metal, and it costs more to get parts.
But we didn't have a Keystone pipeline before. So what you're saying is we didn't build a new pipeline, but we didn't cut back the current flow.
But he stopped the building of the pipeline.
Correct.
He also stopped the drilling. There's no more drilling unless you had a previous permit from before. But there's tons of oil up in Alaska. There's tons of stuff out in the Gulf. There's a lot of oil in the, you know, I mean, look, we didn't import during Donald Trump's administration. We
sure.
did not import any
sure.
oil at all. We were just on its
come
own.
On.
So, I mean,
it's always, no. you know, I realize that we got to the point as a nation where we produced enough oil, Gary, at some point, quote unquote, we had reached petrochemical independence. But what I think is important to understand, Gary, is that's not what we're striving for, ultimately. And I understand that that may not be your goal, but it is Joe Biden's goal, and you can blame it on AOC. But eventually, we got to move off the oil standard. And the wars that we do fight as a country, Gary, the vast majority of the wars we fought have been about oil policy. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. So if we replace our dependence on oil, Gary, is it possible? Is it just possible that at some point we can move beyond having Middle Eastern wars or getting between, you know, the Russians and their natural gas supply chain? Because that's all it is. Ukraine got in the way of their natural gas supply chain. They just want to they want an easy way to get their natural gas to Europe. That's what Ukraine is in some small part for Putin and Russia. They're just a supply chain problem because they're getting in the way.
Well, you know, Ukraine has their problems way before this happened in the last month or something like that. They'd have corruption up the gazoo in the Ukraine. Russia, or Putin, claimed that he was going there as a humanitarian rescue.
You don't believe Putin, though, do you, Gary?
Heck no. I wish somebody would take him out.
Do you take any... Well, setting aside Lindsey Graham's bright idea that someone takes out Putin, what about Trump and Putin, man? You don't agree with the former president when he called Putin very smart and genius to go invade Ukraine, do you, Gary?
Well, first of all, he didn't say that, and Putin was afraid of Trump.
Oh, he did.
He didn't pull any garbage. Look at 2014 under Obama and Biden, he took Crimea. Okay, now when Trump was there, nothing happened. Now all of a sudden Biden
under
there,
W took Georgia, man. It was going so good too, Gary, but we're out of time, man. Keep listening, please, on 540 AM and the Shaw 101 FM. And of course, right here on the Devil Radio app. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be back. More phone calls. Hour 2 is next.